coming up.
We got to work at our first location that we pointed out that we needed to search. And 20 minutes into our search, we discovered a vehicle underwater about 75 yards downstream from the main boat ramp there.
For Vault Studios, I'm Reed Redmond. You're listening to The Daily Crime. For 4 years, the disappearance of a teenager in Idaho stumped investigators.
Hall was just 16 years old when he disappeared from his Idaho Falls home on January 22nd, 2018.
But that all changed earlier this month when a group of YouTubers joined in the search.
Adventures with Purpose, a social media star, or they are social media stars with 2 million subscribers on YouTube. They came into town that very same day to help with the case. Now, they're not your everyday influencers on social media. Adventures with a Purpose is a search and dive team.
Now, this is the first time Adventures with Purpose did anything with Jed's case. They tell me tools like sonar and the last cell phone ping that took them to the location helped them find that car.
It's one of the toughest things to do is to lose a loved one and not know a thing.
Tristan Lewis joins us from KTVB in Boise, Idaho. Tristan, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me again.
So you've been covering a missing persons case in which the family recently got some answers. But let's go back to where this case started in 2018 when an Idaho Falls teenager named Jed Hall goes missing. What happened?
Yeah, so what's actually pretty interesting to me about this case is I was working in Idaho Falls at the time when 16-year-old Jed Hall first went missing. It was about 3 or 4 months into my first reporting gig out of college. And so there was a lot of stuff going on. Jed was last seen driving a 2009 gray Nissan Versa hatchback on January 22nd, 2018. The details around this case are, there's a lot of tiny details and there's a lot of rumors circulating around this case. But what we do know is that he left in the middle of the night. He left a suicidal note for his parents. He took a gun and he also left a good amount of cash in his friend's locker at school. So he actually broke into his school's building and left some money for his friend.
You mentioned there are a lot of small but important details. One other detail is that he took some camping and survival gear with him when he left that morning. And the fact that he took all of this survival gear with him and then disappeared, it sounds like that gave some hope that he might be out there somewhere alive.
Yeah. Some of those rumors were he was pretty into survival in wildlife shows. So family didn't know if it was just one of those things where he was just trying to camp and do some of that survival stuff he's been watching or what else. So there was a lot of details, but not really sure what was happening because, like I said, all he left was that note. He left some money for a friend and he took a gun.
So what does the search for Jed Hall look like back in 2018? Is there any sign of him or of his vehicle, anything like that?
Well, according to Idaho Falls Police, they did have a ping that led to a location that his phone was last either on or was alive. You know, his phone was alive. But around those searches, they tried to do some searches around the Snake River. They did some searches around there. But according to Idaho Falls Police and Bonneville County Sheriff's Office, they weren't really able to find a whole lot of clues or any details that led to where Jed possibly could be.
From what I can tell, this wasn't a case that fell off the radar. The family continued to push for answers. Investigators continued to work on it. In 2020, the family got a private investigator involved, and the Idaho Falls Police at that point said they invited another law enforcement agency that had a specialized cold case investigation unit to review the case. As time went on, what information were those renewed efforts able to turn up?
Well, it's funny that you say that. They invited private investigators, they provide other agencies around here. Not a lot of clues still coming up, not a lot of details to where Jed could be until this year, just the other weekend, mid-April, Adventures with Purpose came out. They're a YouTube channel that specializes in search and dive rescues and searches. They also have sonar capabilities, and they were invited out. They got in touch with Idaho Falls Police Department. They got in touch with the family. They said they found out about this from their viewers on YouTube.
Our supporters that watch us, which we have roughly, 15 million viewers per month, notified us about this case.
So they had no idea about this case until just a few weeks ago. And when they came out to Idaho Falls just the other weekend, from 9 a.m. to 20 minutes later, they found the car Jed was last seen driving.
A big break in a missing persons case dating back more than 4 years ago in eastern Idaho. The car 16-year-old Jed Hall was last seen driving was found in the Snake River in Idaho Falls Sunday morning. Inside, investigators found human remains.
And have police been able to confirm whether or not that was, in fact, Jed Hall?
So with this, it wasn't known when the human remains were going to be confirmed. But from that Sunday to that Wednesday, forensics crews, the county coroner, the Center for Missing and Exploited Children were able to kind of expedite the identification on these human remains. And unfortunately, they did confirm that it was Jed Hall's.
You mentioned this group, Adventures with Purpose, as a YouTube channel. We actually had one of their producers on this show to talk about another case back in 2021. But Tristan, tell us a little bit more about Adventures with Purpose. Who are they and what do they do?
Yeah, so before this, I guess in 2019, 2020, before then, they were actually just some guys that were trying to help with the environment and use their capabilities with underwater search and sonar to help out waterways and just the environment around the world.
Prior to that, Adventures with Purpose's main function was to, you know, help clean up the environment, waterways, you know, all around the world.
It wasn't until 2020 that they started to get involved with these missing persons cases, specifically cases that involved missing vehicles. And so since then, they tell me that they've been able to help solve about 22 missing person cases.
There is no one in the world that's doing what we're doing on the level we're doing it.
Prior to Adventures with Purpose getting involved, investigators had coordinated dive teams on multiple occasions to search different parts of the Snake River. Do we know what the difference was this time? What was Adventures with Purpose able to do that law enforcement hadn't been able to do on its own?
Well, law enforcement say they have a lot of the same tools that Adventures with Purpose had. It's just the difference is Adventures with Purpose are more have more expertise with the sonar capabilities. That's what Adventures with Purpose says was able to help them solve that case.
Law enforcement and search and recovery teams in general do not specialize in the use of sonar. Yes, they use it. Yes, this area of water was searched, but the individuals that are using the sonar aren't specialized in it. They're not using it every day.
They also tell me that whenever there's a cell phone ping that links them to a location, they're about 98% sure they're going to be able to find something in that area.
You spoke with one of the divers who worked on this case with Adventures with Purpose. What did he say about this discovery, about being able to bring answers to this family?
Well, first thing they say is they know that law enforcement and other search teams that have been on this case have tried really hard to bring some closure to the Hall family. But again, it's just the difference is they're better trained to be able to handle cases like this with their sonar capabilities. They also say they don't know if it's ever going to actually bring closure to the Hall family because, of course, whenever you lose someone, especially in a way like this, I don't know. They say they don't know how families are able to get to that closure or able to cope, but they do hope that this finally is able to bring some answers after, I'm sure, a very long 4 years.
Have you had a chance to speak with the investigators who worked on this case for years before Adventures with Purpose came in and found the car pretty quickly?
Yeah, of course, when you hear that search crews were working on this for more than 4 years and then some outside agency comes in with no other details, no prior experience on this case, and they find a car in 20 minutes, of course, you have a lot of questions about how did that happen? We did reach out to the Idaho Falls Police Department and Bonneville County Sheriff's Office, who had been working on this case. And they just say they, of course, regret what happened. They regret that they weren't able to find the vehicle sooner with Jed's remains. They say that they're going to continue to improve upon their search rescues, especially when it comes to sonar. They said that this makes for a valuable learning lesson. Hopefully, they are able to better use those tools in the future.
Tristan Lewis with KTVB in Boise. Thanks for sharing this story.
Thank you for having me.
And as always, thank you for listening to this episode of The Daily Crime. We're here with a new one every day of the week, Monday through Friday. So make sure you're subscribed to or following The Daily Crime wherever it is you're listening right now. If you're looking for something else to listen to, you can find a full list of our shows at vaultstudios.com. That includes our weekly podcast, True Crime Chronicles. That'll do it for this one. Until next time, for Vault Studios, I'm Reed Redmond.